To talk about Córdoba is to talk about its mosque. This great architectural masterpiece, a huge 23,400 meters squared, was proclaimed a World Heritage Site in 1984 and is the third largest mosque in the world. More than 2 million visitors flock to it every year to lose themselves in its Patio de los Naranjos, Orange Tree Patio, its forest of marble columns, its arcades and coffered ceilings, its chapels and altarpieces, its high altar and choir, and its treasury and museum of San Vicente, which boasts the most important private collection of Visigothic art in the city. Abd al-Rahman I, the first Emir of Al-Andalus, was the one who inaugurated this enormous project, which would allow Muslims to stop having to share prayer with Christians. In 786, the first mosque of Córdoba was inaugurated, with an arcaded courtyard where vegetation and water fountains would stand out, and a prayer hall divided into 9 parallel rooms by 8 double arcades that formed a genuine architectural solution with the aim of providing greater height and strength. Parts from Roman and Visigothic buildings were reused for their construction, especially bases, columns, and capitals. This was followed by the horseshoe and semicircular arches that combine voussoirs of calcarenite stone and brick, creating the famous fan of colour that has become the hallmark of the Great Mosque of Córdoba. The first extension of the prayer hall was undertaken by Abd al-Rahman II between 840 and 848. Abd al-Rahman III did the same for the courtyard and built a new minaret. It was his son, Al-Hakam II, who carried out the second extension of the prayer hall. The use of newly built architectural elements and the Byzantine-style mosaic decoration are particularly noteworthy, especially concentrated in the mihrab and the maskura. The last alteration of the mosque took place in 988. Al-Mansur, the Prime Minister of Hisham II, was responsible for almost doubling the size of the prayer hall and the courtyard. After its conversion into a cathedral in 1239, it became the episcopal headquarters and seat of the cathedral chapter of the Diocese of Córdoba. From the onset, the Castilian kings respected the original construction, and it was from 1523 onwards when the cross-shaped basilica, in the Plateresque style, was built in the centre of the old prayer hall. This was under the direction of the famous architects Hernán Ruiz, the elder, and his son. From that moment on, there have been many works and adaptations executed in different artistic styles, fusing and maintaining the best of each culture, which is what gives it its enormous singularity.